ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने टुडे वी आर स्टार्टिंग दि फोर्थ अनुवाकः. Okay, this fourth section, Chaturthaha Anuvakaha. And subject matter of the fourth section is the mantras meant for repeated utterance known as Japaha and the mantras meant for using during the performance of ritual specifically for the wealth in all forms. And here, because it is a vachikam karma, japaha is a vachikam karma, oral activity, it is also manasam karma, a mental activity, because mind should be involved, attention must be for here only. In this, when a person is chanting the mantras orally, or if he is chanting mentally also, anyway, he must be focused. Therefore, in any karma, whether it's a kayikam, vachikam or manasam, oral, physical or mental, attention must be involved. Therefore, mind is definitely involved in this. And this japa, homa mantra, involves also kayikam, vachikam, manasam, which is physical, oral and mental. All three aspects of the individual are involved in this act of recitation of mantras. And in worship, there must be an altar of worship. An altar of worship is an alambanam, a symbol. In practicing meditation, we have a symbol in which devatas are invoked, upon which devatas are invoked. And here, I mean, mantra, to do a homa, to perform a homa, even to recite a mantra also, invoking the grace of Bhagavan, there must be an altar. An altar here is Omkaraha. So Omkaraha is the altar. Let us read mantra first. Before must do the first original text. Yas chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Fortunately, this one mantra we all know very well. Yas chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Chando bhyodhyamruta atsam babhuva. Samendro medhaya asprunotu amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me madhumattama karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha Shrutam me gopaya. Until this line, this is a japa mantra. And who is invoked? Of course, Bhagavan is invoked. But Bhagavan in the form of Omkaraha is invoked. And Omkaraha, we all know very well, it is a sound symbol of the Lord, consisting of three sounds, akara, ukara, makaraha. And these three sounds stand for the gross manifest, Bhagavan in the form of gross manifestation, Bhagavan in the form of subtle manifestation, Bhagavan in the form of unmanifest universe, and also Bhagavan's swarupam of consciousness. All these four aspects of Bhagavan. Bhagavan's swarupam in the form of consciousness. Bhagavan in the form of unmanifest universe, Bhagavan in the form of subtle manifestation, Bhagavan in the form of gross manifestation. So Bhagavan, the whole, is symbolized by just these three sounds, sounded or a single syllable Om. Therefore, it is said, Yaha, break it, Yaha, Chandasam, Rishabaha, Sandhi. Then, Yaha Chandasam, yes Chandasam. So the Chandasam, Chandas literally means a meter. Chandas also means Veda mantra. So Chandasam means of all the Veda mantras. So of all the Veda mantras, here we are seeing Veda as one whole text. Without dividing into four Vedas, when you see the entire Veda as one whole text, and all the mantras of the entire Veda, Rishabhaha, Chandasam, Chandas is a Sakaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha, Chandas, like Manas. So Chandasam is what? Possessive plural. Chandasam of all the Veda mantras of the entire Veda. All the mantras of entire Veda. Rishabhaha. So Rishabhaha, you all know very well, it means a bull. But here Rishabhaha means the bull among, bull of all the mantras, means the exalted among all the mantras. Yaha, which is Omkaraha, and which alone is in the form of the entire universe. Vishwarupaha. So Vishwam Rupam Yasya. Vishwam Rupam Yasya. Saha Vishwarupaha. The one whose form is the universe, he is called Vishwarupaha. Okay. Yasya Rupam Vishwam. Saha Vishwarupaha Bhagavan. So this Omkaraha is none other than Bhagavan, who is in the form of the whole universe. Omkara is in the form of the whole cosmos. And Omkara is the most exalted of the essence of all the mantras of the entire Veda Shastram. Now, Yaha. Yaha is a relative pronoun. You leave the Yaha for time being. Now we understand Chandasam Rishabaha. This is the first glorification of Omkaraha. Second glorification of Vishwarupaha. So there's nothing in the world which is not Omkaraha. Every object in the world can be denoted by one expression, Om. Om is the only name of every object here. Why? Because all the names are sounds and all the sounds are within Omkaraha. Therefore, Om can be the name of every object here. That's why Om is in the form of all the sounds. Omkaraha alone is in the form of all the sounds, and all the sounds which constitute the words, and all the words stand for the objects. Therefore, Omkara is in the form of the whole universe. Chandasam Rishabaha Vishwarupaha. So I reminded you, like I want to remind you the other meaning which I always give you. Omkaraha is also known as Pranavaha, because if you put the word Navaha, Navaha is a na, is a dental nakara. Okay, dental. Tatha dadha na. That Navaha is a masculine gender word which means Nama. Nama is a neuter gender word. So Navaha is equal to Nama, name. Any name is Navaha. Any Nama is Navaha. But Prakarshena, that which is the name which is unique, is called Pranavaha. When the prefix Pra is added to Navaha, that dental Nakara becomes cerebral Nakara, Na. Ta-ta-da-da-na. Okay, Pranavaha. So Pranavaha means unique name, Navaha means any ordinary name, like Prabhu, Chantama, like that. So here Pranavaha, a unique name. Why? Because a name by which everything in the universe is denoted. If a one word can denote only one object, then it's a Navaha. If one word can denote all the objects, the entire universe, it is called a unique name, Pranavaha. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. That by which uniquely everything is mentioned, denoted, is called pranavaha. That is pranavaha. That is why now you can understand why Vishwarupaha. So chandasam rishabaha Vishwarupaha, two glories. Then this chandobhyaha, next sentence, chandobhyaha, you break it, chandobhyaha adhi amritat. You have to break it carefully. Chandobhyaha adhi, then amritat, then sambhabhova. You get four parts. Chandobhyaha adhi amritat sambhabhova. If you break it, that sambhabhuva, already there's one babhuva, is the past perfect tense of bhavati. Bhavati. Bhavati is. And what is the past perfect tense? Lit rupam. So lat is bhavati. Lit rupam is babhuva. Had become. Babhuva had become. So past perfect tense. But add the prefix sam. Sambhavati. Sambhavati originates, comes into existence. The prefix sam, it means comes into existence, originates, happens. And sambhabhuva, past perfect tense. Now Upanishad adds one more prefix. That is adhi. But adhi is somewhere else. You have to bring that adhi, which is next to chandobhyaha, and connect it with this sambhabhuva. So adhi sambhabhuva with the two prefixes. Now you get the complete verb adhisambhabhuva. Adhisambhabhuva means it has emerged, came into existence. Adhisambhabhuva. We can say manifested, extract. Okay, it manifested. Adhisambhabhuva. What Omkaraha had manifested chandobhyaha. Chandas sakaranta shabda panchami vibhaktihi bahuvachane chandobhyaha iti rupam. Chandobhyaha, from all the Veda mantras, it has manifested. The Omkaraha has manifested from the mantras, means it has been extracted from the mantras as the essence of the mantras. How, when we churn the buttermilk and extract the butter, Omkara has been extracted as the essence of all the mantras. So chandasam, first is a possessive plural. Chandobhyaha is panchami vibhakti bahuvachanam. Fifth case plural, ablative case plural. Chandobhyaha adhisam babhova kaha omkaraha. Omkaraha manifested from the mantras of the entire Veda as the essence of the Veda. So adhisam babhova. And what is that, this Veda? Here Upanishad uses the word singular, amrutat. In fact, amrutebhyaha chandobhyaha it must have been, but it is not. Okay, amrutat singular is used. It is, if we make a mistake, it will be wrong. In conventional language, if you write amrutat, adjective in singular, and noun in plural, it will be wrong. But Veda, we should not say anything, should keep quiet. Amrutat chandobhyaha. Okay, amrutebhyaha chandobhyaha, it must have been. But you can say amrutat vedat chandobhyaha mantrebhyaha. You can say that way also. From the mantras of the eternal Veda. The mantras of Amritam stands for timeless scripture. From all the mantras of the entire timeless scripture Veda. Amritat, from the timeless, from the eternal Veda mantras, Omkara manifested. So, Amritat Chandogyaha, Omkara is implied. Adi Sambhabhova. No, Saha, next line, second line. Now, here you have to remember how Omkara has manifested from all the mantras. There is a Puranic story also. Lord Brahma was in tapas, Hiranyagarbha, and he wanted to know the essence of the entire universe, essence of everything. And as essence of everything, and he got Vedas, and the Veda, again from the Vedas, he got the Gayatri Mantra. He first extracted the Gayatri Mantra as the essence of all the four Vedas. And then again, he wanted to know what is more essential. Then he came across these three sounds, three Vyakhritayaha, three auspicious utterances, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. These three words, they're called three utterances, Vyakhritihi, means utterance. Vyakhritayaha, utterances. Three utterances, three sounds, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, he extracted as the essence of the Gayatri Mantra, which was extracted as the essence of the all the mantras of the entire Veda. And this Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, again, from these three words were extracted three sounds, Akara, Ukara, Makaraha, and which alone is Omkaraha. Therefore, from the Vedas, Gayatri Mantra. Now from the entire universe, Vedas. And when the Vedas, Gayatri. From the Gayatri, Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. And from Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha, Om. This is how Om has been extracted as the essence of all the mantras. So instead of saying extracted, Upanishad says Omkara has manifested from the eternal timeless Veda mantras. Now, Amrita Chandobhyaha Adisambhabhuva Samendro Medhaya Asprunotu. See, this verb here, Sprunotu, is an imperative third person singular verb, which is Sprunoti. Sprunoti, present tense, Sprunotu, imperative mood. Sprunoti, Sprunotu. This word Sprunoti has many meanings in different contexts. But in this mantra, what does it mean? Very important. We'll come across quite often this word Sprunotu in Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, also in mantras. Sprunotu. So Sprunotu means Balayatu. We are going to see the meaning later on. Strengthen. So, may strengthen, let strengthen. Who should strengthen whom? Ma. Okay. Where is ma? We have to break it. Saha. Sa, visarga is dropped there. After sa, visarga is dropped. We take it saha. Saha. Ma. Indraha. Ma. Indraha. Mendraha. You know very, very well. Gunasandhi. Ma Indraha Mendraha Medhaya Sprunotu. So Saha means that Lord. Saha Bhagavan Omkaraha. Saha Omkaraha. Saha Bhagavan. How do you know I say Bhagavan? Because Indraha. The word Indraha means here the Lord. May that Indra. May that Lord Indra, let that Indra, the Lord, Bhagavan, Ma, Ma, here should be taken as Mom. Mom is what? அஸ்மத் சப்த அஸ்மத் சப்த தகாராந்த அஸ்மத் சப்த ஏகவச் த்வித்தியா விபக்தோ ஏகவச்சனே மாம் இத்தி ரூபம் மாம் எல்லோ இஸ் ஹியர் அஸ் மா மா மீன்ஸ் மீ சோ லெட் தட் லார்ட் இந்திரா மே தட் பகவான் சஹ இந்திரஹா மே தட் லார்ட் மாம் மீ ஸ்ப்ருணோது மே தட் பகவான் ஸ்ட்ரென்தன் மீ ஸ்ட்ரென்தன் மீ மே தட் லார்ட் ஸ்ட்ரென்தன் மீ வித் வாட் மேதையா சோ மேதா சோ ஆக்காராந்த ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்தா தெர்ஃபோர் திருத்தியா விபக்தோ மேதையா இத்தி ரூபம் மேதையா வித் மேதா சக்தி மே தட் லார்ட் ஓங்காரா இந்திரா ஸ்ட்ரென்தன் மீ வித் மேதா சக்தி ஆர் பிளஸ் மீ வித் மேதா சக்தி okay strengthen me with medha shakti here the word indraha is a interesting word indraha means the lord of devas but bhagavan is also known as indraha you know why because the only seer enjoyer of the entire universe is bhagavan amazing I like this expression very much there's nothing in the world who is enjoyer of the universe The only enjoyer, only knower, only experiencer, seer, perceiver of the entire universe is Bhagavan. Even though we are going to learn Bhagavan is not the knower, but the knower of everything is Bhagavan. He is called Indraha. Idam taya drishyate anena iti Indraha. இதம் தயா பஷ்யதி இதி இந்திரஹ இதம் தயா த்ருஷ்யதே the one by whom this entire universe is known as this that is the meaning of the word இந்திரஹ the one by whom the entire objective universe is seen known as this he is called இந்திரஹ இதம் தயா இதம் தயா திருஷ்யதே அனேன இதி இந்திரஹா சோ பகவான் ஹூ இஸ் த ஒன்லி நோவர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹூ அலோன் இஸ் இன் தி ஹோம் ஆஃப் த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஆஃப் யூனிவர்ஸ் மே தட் லார்ட் நவ் ஹூ இஸ் நம ஓங்காரா ஸ்ட்ரென்தன் மீ வித் மேதா சக்தி மேதா சோ வாட் இஸ் இஸ் மேதா மேதா மீன்ஸ் கிரகண தாரண சக்தி which you all know very well grahana dharana shakti we have to add one more word as a grahana dharana avadharana shakti the capacity to understand retain and assimilate is called medha shakti so medha bhagavan bless me with medha shakti then this is the prayer So first mantra has glorification of Omkara. Then he has a prayer. Now, Amrutasya Devadharano Bhoyasam. So again, here is a verb is Bhoyasam. Bhoyasam, again, may I become. Bhoyasam, non avenaha. Bhoyasam, may I become. Okay. What should I become? Dharanaha Bhuyasam. Dharanaha Bhuyasam. So may I become the Dharanaha. Dharanaha means Yaha Dharati Saha Dharanaha. Yaha Dharati Dharayati Saha Dharanaha. One who possesses, one who holds, one who enjoys, is called dharanaha so dharanaha bhuyasa may become the possessor may become the one who is endowed with may become the enjoyer of what here amrutasya amrutasya dharanaha bhuyasam may I become the enjoyer the possessor or the one who is endowed with Amritam, enjoyer of Amritam. Amritam here means immortality. Immortality implies Amrita. Actually, Mrita is a past passive participle. Mrita, actually, tapratyanta shabda. It is because intransitive verb. We can't even say passive participle. But see, it is a participle. Anyway, so Mrita, dead. Mrita means dead, died also. So, Amrita, immortal. So, Amritam taken as immortality. It's a noun. You should take it as a noun. Immortality stands for what? Jnanam, knowledge, wisdom, self-knowledge. Therefore, Amritasya Dharanaha Bhuyasam means may I become the enjoyer of wisdom, may I become the one who is endowed with wisdom, possessor of wisdom, self-knowledge. For that, we are addressing the Lord. Hey Deva, hey Deva. So Deva is what? Vocative case. Akaranta Pullinga Shabda in Vivetma in vocative case. Hey Deva. Hey Bhagavan. O Lord. O effulgent Lord. Deva. Always you must remember. It derived from the root div. Divyate, which means shines. Hey Deva. O effulgent Lord. May I become the possessor of wisdom, the enjoyer of wisdom, may become the one who is endowed with self-knowledge. He Deva Amritasya Dharanaha Bhuyasam. So first we said, Saha Indraha Mam Medhayas Pranotu. There we use a third person. May that Lord strengthen me with Medha Shakti. Now we say, O Lord, O effulgent Lord, may I become the possessor of wisdom. Next prayer. Shariram me vicharshanam. Me shariram vicharshanam. We have to supply another word, bhavatu. Let my body be healthy. So may mama, may is what? Another expression for mama, shariram, body, vicharshanam. Vicharshanam means healthy. May body become healthy. May body become healthy, vicharshanam. May shariram vicharshanam bhavatu. Bhavatu is not there. We have to supply. Now we say, jihva me madhumattama. Because for accomplishing any purushartha, physical body must be fit, healthy. That's why shariram, me shariram, mama shariram vicharshanam bhavatu. May shariram health, it be healthy. Okay, because I tell you one thing, very interesting verb here. Charshini. No, charshini means agile, swift, active. That's the meaning. Charshini means. So charshanam also means what? Active, agile, swift. That's the meaning. Charshini means. And charsh, so we means what? Very specially, very strong, very agile, swift, active, which means healthy. Okay. Sadidam me vicharshanam. Then, jihva me madhumattama. Jihva me madhumattama. The very simple meaning anyway, you all know very well. So, me jihva மே ஜிஹ்வா மை டங் மதுமத்தமா. சோ ஹியர் யூ நோ மது மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வீட், மதுமத் த ஒன் விச் ஹேஸ் ஸ்வீட், மது ஸ்வீட் மதுமத், தட் விச் ஹேஸ் ஸ்வீட்னஸ் இஸ் மதுமத். லைக் குணவத் தனவத் ஸ்ரீமத் மதுமத் மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் ஹேஸ் ஸ்வீட்னஸ் இஸ் மதுமத். அண்ட் மதுமத் தர மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வீட்டர், மதுமத் தம ஸ்வீட்டஸ்ட். So may my tongue be the one endowed with sweetest words. So madhu itself means sweet. But may my tongue be the possessor of sweetest words. Madhumattama jihva bhavatu. May I be the person of sweetest tongue. It means may my words be, let my words be truthful, harmless, non-hurtful, non-offending, relevant. This much being heard, right? We'll see the Shankara's comment later on. Jihva me madhumattama. See, madhu means sweetness. Madhumat, sweet, mean that which has sweetness. So madhumattara, comparative degree. Madhumattama, superlative. Madhumattama, then jihva is strilinga shabda, therefore madhumattama. The karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam. Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam. So here the word Vishruvam, Vishruvam, again, first person verb, therefore, may I listen. Definitely it implied, what should I listen is implied. May I listen to the subject matter of the Shastram, that is implied. So Karna Abhyam, why two Karna Abhyam? Two, through, two, yes. Karna Abhyam. Through my ears, may I listen to the Shastram, unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram. But how much should I listen? Bhuri. Bhuri, one word bhuri means abundantly. May I listen to a lot of teaching. One meaning. Another meaning is repeatedly. Yes, to, may I listen, two meanings are there. Two adverbs here. It's an indeclinable word used as an adverb. May I listen to the subject matter of the teaching abundantly? May I listen to the teaching, subject matter of the Shastram repeatedly? Why repeatedly? Again and again? Abundantly? Listening to subject matter of the Shastram will bless me with wisdom. Therefore, Bhuri Vishruvam. Bhuri Karnabhyam Bhuri Vishruvam. Brahmana Koshosi. So Karnabhyam Bhuri Vishruvam, may I make the best use of my 2 ears by using it exclusively for listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastram. Okay. Brahmanaha koshaha asi. We have to break it. Okay. Brahmanaha koshosti koshaha asi. Koshaha asi. You must remember the visargasandhi. Visargaha preceded by shatakara, followed by shatakara. What happens visargaha? Visarga first becomes sakara. Sakara becomes repa. Repa becomes ukara. Outwards gunasandhi. Therefore, koshaha asi. Now, koshaha means envelope. So, asi implies tvam. There's no tvam mentioned here, mantra. Tvam asi means you're addressing omkaraha. O omkaraha. Hey Bhagavan omkaraha. Omkara. O Lord Omkara, or you can say, O Omkara, hey Omkara, Asi, you are an envelope. You are a Koshaha. Koshaha envelope. What does it mean? Envelope. Literal meaning is Koshaha envelope. So, you can say literally Koshaha, cover, then sheet, also abode. You are abode of, you are an abode of Brahma. Ishwaraha. Brahmanaha Koshaha Asi. Brahmanaha Koshaha Asi. O Omkaraha. You are an abode of Brahman. Which means Omkara is an abode of both Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam Brahma. Because Brahman, as Ish Sagunam Brahma, you can say Karyam Brahma and Karanam Brahma. So Akaraha stands for Virat Ishwaraha. The entire gross manifestation. Ukaraha stands for entire subtle manifestation. And these two are Karyam Brahma. Mean effect. Bhagavan in the form of the manifest universe is called Karyam Brahma. Virat and Hiranyagarbha, which are symbolized by Akara and Ukara respectively. Then Makaraha stands for Karanam Brahma, Karana Ishwaraha, unmanifest universe. So unmanifest is said to be the cause. Manifestations are said to be effects. So unmanifest is Karanam Brahma, which is symbolized by Makara. So Makara symbolizes Karanam Brahma, the Lord in the form of unmanifest universe. Ukaraha symbolizes subtle manifestation, Hiranyagarbha. And Akaraha symbolizes gross manifestation, Virat. Now, all these three are what? Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha. Karanam Brahma, Karyam Brahma, all are said to be what? Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha. Now, the silence following Makara, which is Amatraha, said to be Amatraha, the silence following the Makara symbolizes Nirgunam Brahma. Silence following the Makara symbolizes Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, Omkaraha is an abode of Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam Brahma, Karanam Brahma as well as Karyam Brahma, which means Omkara is entirely an abode of Ishwara, means a symbol in which, what does it mean? What it means is, if we analyze the meaning of the sound Omkaraha, we will have the knowledge of Bhagavan. So Omkaraha, being a sound symbol of the Lord, is mentioned here as, O Omkaraha, you are abode of Brahma. Brahmanaha Koshaha Asi. Then Medhaya Pihitaha. See, Pihita is also past passive participle. Pihita Tapratyanta Shabda. Pihita means veiled, covered. And so here, Pihitaha, because Omkaraha Pihitaha, Bhagavan Pihitaha, what does it mean? Bhagavan, he is hidden, veiled. Why Bhagavan is veiled? Bhagavan is veiled, Bhagavan is not revealed because attention of the mind not available. When the attention of the mind has been grabbed away by the external worldly knowledge, the mind is busy involved in, the mind is busy involved in the external knowledge, worldly knowledge. Therefore, mind is not available for vichara, for such people. So people whose minds, whose attention has been grabbed away by external worldly matters, for them, Bhagavan is not available for understanding. Therefore, he said, O Omkaraha, O Bhe Bhagavan, in the form of Omkara, you are veiled by, covered by Medha. In this context means worldly knowledge. Worldly knowledge which grabs the attention totally. By that Medha, Bhagavan is veiled. Tvam medhaya pihitah. Shrutam me gopaya. Shrutam, again past passive participle, tapratyanta shabdaha. What is the shrutam? Means heard. Shrutam me gopaya. So shrutam literally means heard. So whatever is heard by me, whatever has been heard by me, whatever had been heard by me, whatever was heard by me, whatever is being heard by me, whatever is heard by me, all that which is heard by me, be for my protection. Gopanam means protection. Gopaya. Gopaha also means gopaya, for my protection. Me. So whatever has been heard by me, be for my protection. One meaning. May whatever has been heard be protected. Thereby, whatever has been heard be protected. So that whatever has been protected will be for my protection. Okay, that is the meaning. Whatever has been heard, may whatever has been heard be protected. And may whatever has been heard, which has been protected, be for my protection. Literally, by you. That is the meaning. Protected by you. May whatever is heard by me be protected by you. May Gopaya Sutam, may Gopaya Bhavatu. Is the literal meaning of the mantra, which you all know very well, is not something new for you. Now we'll go to see the Bhashyam. Chanda, yes, Chandasam iti. Shankaracharya writes the commentary. Okay, yes, Chandasam iti. Medha kamasya, shri kamasya cha. Tat prapti sadhanam japa homau uchete. First sentence. Yes chandasamiti medha kamasya shri kamasya cha tat prapti sadhanam japa homau uchete. So Shankar Bhagavatpada clearly explains here. Uchete are said. Two things are said. Uchyate is said. See, vadati, present tense, active verb. Uchyate, passive verb. Uchyate is said. Uchyate are said. Uchyante, many are said. Uchyate is said. Uchyate, two things are said. What are they? Japaha, homaha, cha, uchyate. Japaha, uchyate. Homaha, uchyate. Japa, homo, uchyate. Means, japa and homa are mentioned. Okay, why are they mentioned? The two disciplines are mentioned here. Two disciplines are prescribed. Japa and homa are prescribed, mentioned, said. Why? These two disciplines are sadhane. These two are the means. Means for what? Means of attaining. Prapti sadhanam. Praptaye sadhane. Prapti sadhane. But here we put a singular. Prapti sadhanam. the means of attainment. Japa and Homa are the means of attainment. Of what? Tat. Japa and Homa are mentioned here as the means of attainment of that. That means what? He says, Shri Kamasya cha, Medha Kamasya, Shri Kamasya cha. These two disciplines are mentioned as a means of attainment of that. For whom? Medha Kamasya. So, Medha Kamaha, Yaha Medham Kamayate, Saha Medha Kamaha. The one who is desirous of Medha Shakti. The one who desires Medha Shakti is called Medha Kamaha. One who desires wealth, Yaha Shriyam Kamayate, Saha Shri Kamaha. For him, for the desirer of Medha and for the desirer of wealth, the means of attainment of that respective that Medha and Shrihi, these two disciplines in terms of Japa and Homa are prescribed as Yes Chandasamiti. So this mantra beginning in the Yes Chandasam in this fourth section, the whole teaching of mantras contained in the fourth section, beginning with Yes Chandasam, have two disciplines, involve two disciplines, Japa and Homa. Okay, is it clear now? So respectively, you should understand. So Medha Kamasya Japaha, Shri Kamasya Homaha. It's also very clear. We should not change it. Medha Kama, the person who is desirous of Medha should do Japa. The one desirer of wealth should do Homa. Chanting these mantras.
Swamini?
Yeah?
Is it Avuchyete or Avuchyete?
Oh, you are reading something else. No, you have to break it. Uchyete, I said. You didn't read, you didn't listen to me. Japa Homau Uchyete. Japa Homau Uchyete. No. Samendro Medhayaspunotu. Tato Meshiyam Avaha Iticha Linga Darshanat. Now, the next line, Shankaracharya makes it very clear. How do we know which mantra is for Medha? Which mantra is for Medha? Which mantra is for Homa? How do we know? Shankaracharya says, I am not simply saying. He gives the clue, hint. Samendro Medhaya Aspranotu. May the Lord bless me with Medha Shakti. That line is the proof that there's a prayer for Japa for Medha. Tato me shriyamavaha. And this another, the following mantras will come across this line. Tataha me shriyam avaha. After that, first bless me with Medha. Thereafter, may you bring wealth for me. These two, Shrihi is mentioned, Medha is mentioned. The two factors are prayed for here. Medha is prayed for, Shrihi wealth also is prayed for. From this, Linga Darshanat, because of the clue we see here, because of the hint we get here, Linga Darshanat. Linga Darshanam means seeing the clue, seeing the hint is called Linga Darshanam. Linga Darshanat, due to this clue being available for us it is very clear which mantra is for what. I think now I have only one minute for this class. I was late for this class today. Yes, Chandasam. Next, I'm reading next one. Yes, Chandasam. So Chandasam is original mantra. And Shankaracharya writes Vedanam. Chandasam is equal to Vedanam of all the Vedas. Rishabha. Rishabha means what? We should not take it bull as a bull. So he says Rishabha, Iva Rishab, Iva Rishabha. Iva Rishabha means Iva Rishabha. Rishabha, Iva Rishabha. Which means Rishabha like the bull. Just as the bull stands out among all the cows, this Omkaraha stands out as an exalted one among all the Veda mantras. Why is it said Pradhanyat? See, Pradhanyam, importance. Pradhanam, important. Pradhanyam, importance. So, Pradhanyat means due to the importance of this mantra. Due to the importance of Omkaraha, Omkaraha is said to be the exalted among all the Veda mantras. It is glorified as the Rishabha. Okay, I think we need proper unfoldment. We'll see. We'll have time tomorrow. We'll see. Okay. We'll start from where we left today.
So, Swamiji, what's important? Pradhanyam's importance. What's?
See, Pradha. Every word you must know correctly. Yeah. See, Pradhanyam is a noun. Importance. Due to the importance, when you say fifth case, because of the importance, you say Pradhanyat, like Ramat, Palat, Pradhanyat. Okay, due to the importance of Omkaraha, greatness of Omkaraha. Pradhanyam also means greatness, also means importance. What is the adjective of Pradhanyam? Pradhana. Pradhanam, important. Pradhanyam, importance. See, due to its importance, it is likened to a Rishabha. Said importance of all the Vedas. Importance among all the Veda mantras. Due to its importance, it is said to be the exalted of all the Veda mantras. Okay, next line we have Vishwarupaha. Vishwarupaha means what? Of course, literal meaning I have already told you, one who is in the form of the world. So Omkara is in the form of the whole universe. That's okay. Shankaracharya writes Sarvarupaha, one who is in the form of everything. Sarvani Rupani Yasya Rupam. Saha Sarvarupaha. The one who is of the all, one whose form is all forms. Shankaracharya writes Sarva Vag Vyaptehe. Sarva all. Vak. Vak means word. Vak means speech, vak means word. Vak and then vyaptihi. Vyaptihi pervasiveness. Vyaptihi noun, pervasiveness. Vak vyaptihi means pervasiveness of the words. Vacham vyaptihi, pervasiveness of the words. And vyaptehe, panchami vibhakti again, fifth case. Sarva vak vyaptehe. Due to the pervasiveness of all the words. due to the pervasiveness of Omkara in all the words, Omkara is said to be what? Sarvarupaha. Sarva vagvyaptehe. Due to its pervasiveness of all the words. Which means all the words are in and through pervaded by Omkara. And the words denote forms. Therefore, all the forms are the form of Omkara. Nice. Isn't it? Sarva vyaptehe. Vyaptehe panchami again. And Shankaracharya gives an example also. What example? Chandogya Upanishad example. Beautiful. Yattad yatha shankuna. See, shanku, not shanka. Okay, be careful. The Telugu people should be very careful. Because shanku in Telugu is as a conch. But shankha is a conch. Here shanku means membrane. Shankuna. So the leaf. The leaf is not mentioned. We have to go to the whole mantra. He is not quoting. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not quote the complete mantra from Chandogya Upanishad. He mentions, just as the leaf is pervaded by the membranes, so also all the words are pervaded by Omkaraha, and all the forms are therefore all the forms denoted by all the words are forms of Omkaraha. Therefore, Omkara is Sarvarupaha. Ityadi Shrutyantarat. Ityadi means etc. Shrutyantaram. Shrutyantaram means another Vedic statement. Shruti Vakyam. Another Shruti Vakyam. Another quotation from the another Veda. Another Vedic statement which also reveals the same idea, what Omkara pervades all the words, just as a leaf is pervaded by its membranes. Shanku means membrane. Atayeva Rishabhatvam Omkarasya. That is why Omkara has the Rishabhatvam. Omkarasi Rishabhatvam. Ataha eva. That is why, therefore only. Ataha, therefore only. That is the reason why. Ataha eva, adanaltan. Ataha eva, Omkarasi Rishabhatvam. Omkara has Rishabhatvam. Omkara enjoys the status of being the Rishabha of all the Veda mantras. It means exaltedness. That is why Omkara has the status of being the exalted. Omkara enjoys the status of being the most adorable, glorified, most exalted. Rishabhatvam. Omkarasya kimartam rishabhatvam asti? Is a question. Answer you must write. Okay? You must write the Sanskrit answer. Omkarasya kimartam rishabhatvam. Why does Omkara has the exaltedness? Why does Omkara have rishabhatvam, exaltedness, greatness? Omkaraha sarvaha vachaha vyapnoti. Omkarasya sarva vagvyaptihi asti. Sarva vagvyaptehe yatha shankuna patramiva. Just as a leaf is pervaded by its membrane, Omkara pervades all the words. Therefore, Omkara is said to be the exalted. Okay, the rest we'll see next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.